Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020, and it's a 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the chapter, A Vision for You. We're on page 155, and we're going to unpack paragraph number 2 today. Begins with, all this time our friend, and then ends with, thus relieving much worry and suffering. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Laura R., the 12 traditions, Karen W. Reading the text and support today is Kara L., Devorah S., Janice P. M., newcomer greeter, sponsor contact info is Roz G today, and then we'll round it up with some announcements with Leslie M. Still stay till the top of the hour if you can, if not a little bit longer. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Big Book study meeting, 14727, 14,727. That's Monday, June 1st, 2020. And then the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book study meeting that happened just an hour or so ago, that would be Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. It's 14732. Overeaters Anonymous, that's the OA preamble here. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Laura R. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you. This is Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Laura R. Appreciate that. I will now ask Karen W. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, good morning. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 traditions. Number 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you and have a great meeting, everybody.
Thank you so much, Karen W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone, except the speaker's, should be muted. Take note this is the star 1 key function only on your phone for muting today, please. And please don't stay on mute in queue waiting for your turn. Thank you so much. It all interferes with recording. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on in the chapter Vision for You. We're on page 159. We're going to unpack paragraph 2 today, and it begins with all this time our friend, and then ends with relieving much worry and suffering. I'm going to ask Kara L. to open us up by reading that paragraph today and talking to us about the directions for recovery for her before we open it up to the rest of the fellowship this morning. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, my fellows. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater, from Long Beach, California. All this time, our friend of the hotel lobby incident remained in that town. He was there 3 months, and now returned home, leaving behind his first acquaintance, the lawyer, and the devil-may-care chap. These men had found something brand new in life. Though they knew they must help other alcoholics if they would remain sober, that motive became secondary. It was transcended by the happiness they found in giving themselves for others. They shared their homes, their slender resources, and gladly devoted their spare time to fellow sufferers. They were willing, by day or night, to place a new man in the hospital and visit him afterwards. They grew in numbers. They experienced a few distressing failures, but in those cases, they made an effort to bring the man's family into a spiritual way of living, thus relieving much worry and suffering. Good morning, my fellows. Again, my name is Kara L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. This is a full and meaty paragraph, and it speaks to me on many levels. Just the incredibleness of one man turning away, finding a church, asking for reference, ending up talking to somebody, that a whole movement was started. That lives were changed of not only the sufferers, but the families. It shows me how I don't know what small things happen in my day that are going to lead to big things. I don't know. That's why I have to continually ask my higher power for direction throughout the day, for intuitive thought, inspiration, or decision. That's why in the morning I must make contact, and I must ask, how do you want this day to go? How may I be best of service to you? You know? And that joy that, you know, they talked about, we know that if I want to keep my connection with my higher power, if I want to keep my food neutrality, I must work with others. Yeah, that's a baseline. But I will tell you the joy and of being with others. You know, whenever I sponsor, I always get to know the person through our sponsoring, through our reading of the big book, through our seeing it through their eyes for the very first time, or maybe for the 20th time with them, but seeing new things and talking about it together, being brought in to our book again through somebody else. And it is joyful. And the moment they have that spiritual awakening, you know, you see them grow spiritually and come closer to the higher power. I can't replace that with a need, right? Or I have to, because that's joy. And that's the joy of being a sponsor. And that's the joy of giving in this program. And being, you know, being of service by taking calls or giving calls or sending that text, it can't be replaced. And lastly, when they talk about bringing the new man's family in, you know, to the spiritual way of living, sometimes the sufferer doesn't come, right? And their family can. And we don't do much of that, but there's a whole other program that does. So thank you for everybody. I'm looking forward to hearing what everybody's going to say this morning. And I learned through you. And have a wonderful day. I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara L. Now comes the opportunity for others to comment on that paragraph. It's paragraph 2 on page 159 of your big book in the chapter Vision for You. And although we do truly value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too on this line today. So if you'll share in the last couple of days, we just ask if you'd step aside, please, and let somebody else share today. I'm ready to take your first name and the first initial of your last name.
Darian
Donna,
K.
Donna B.
Darian K. and Donna B.
Natalie Braxton. B.
Natalie.
Sorry.
B. Okay.
B. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have Darian K., Donna B., Natalie B. Anybody
Lois
else this morning?
P.
Lois P.
Mm-hmm. Sherry KB.
Sherry KB.
Deborah S. Deborah S.
Deborah S. Okay, in the interest of time, let's go with that lineup then, and we'll grab some more next round. Darian K., Donna B., Natalie B., Lois P., Sherry KB., and Deborah S. First up, Darian K., 3 minutes. Good morning.
Good morning, Melanie. Yes, grateful to be here. I'm Darian Kay from the Berkshires of Massachusetts, recovered for today. So I love this paragraph. You know, what spoke to me was the part that it said, when it said, though they knew they must help other alcoholics if they would remain sober, that motive was secondary. It was transcended by the happiness they found in giving themselves for others. That is what allows me to be in this program, you know, for almost 34 years, is the happiness I get from giving, you know, my program to other people and sharing the recovery, the beautiful recovery that can be found in these 12 steps. It's not the, you know, oh my gosh, I have to do this. I mean, some days it's, you know, it's work. Lately, I have more time on my hands than ever, so there's no excuse, in my opinion. But it's the gratitude that we get from this program and the peace in our heart that make us like excited to give this program away. And it's not a must. It's a pleasure kind of thing. And just, you know, being willing day by day to, you know, help someone else, and giving whatever we can from whatever, you know, like it says that slender resources, you know, whatever we have. It's our experience, strength, and hope. And if, you know what, if we don't have the answers, there are other fellows that we can refer people to discuss their experience, strength, and hope. So, you know, the resources are unlimited in this program, and it's freely given from the heart. And just multiplies. And so, that's what happened early on. And, you know, I have to remember that. I have to remember when I might think this is a chore or think that, you know, I don't have time for certain things. I have to remember that my part, my small part is just, you know, creating this incredible fellowship, that is just nonstop. It's the anchor in this storm that we have today, especially, and that I can count on every day. And this beautiful, beautiful Vision for You meeting that I can count on every day, to give me this, you know, these small chunks of information that I can digest and understand. And I so, so appreciate it. So thank you for allowing me to share my path.
Thank you so much, Darian K. Donna B., you're next, and then Natalie B. will follow.
Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling in from Denver. And one of the things that really strikes me in this paragraph is that ultimately there came a time for Bill W. to leave. That wasn't his home. He was there for a short period of time. And in that short period of time, he made friends, fellows, and planted the seeds of recovery that were going to grow exponentially. And it has me reflecting on the so many people who have come in and out of my life. I've heard people say that the door swings in and out in OA much more than in the other fellowships. And when I first began in OA, it really saddened me to see people leave. There were times in which my butt would be sitting in the same chair year after year after year, but the meeting was entirely different because everybody around me was changing. And I think that the changes in relationships and the comings and the goings of people are inevitable, because we're moving and changing and evolving and growing. And I'm really grateful to reflect this morning, just as I'm speaking, faces are sort of popping in my head, you know, like a montage of the so many people who have touched my life and made recovery possible for me and enriched my life. Even if it was for a temporary period of time or a short period of time, their impact in my life is still great. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Donna B. Natalie B., your 3 minutes starts now, then Lois will come in after you.
Hi, this is Natalie, a recovering compulsive overeater. I was really touched by this reading. Because so many times in my recovery, you know, in addictions, being able to just give, there have been times I was at, like, I would feel like a rock bottom, like either I was impoverished spiritually or I didn't have resources that I needed, but I never gave up. And that's, I can attribute that a lot to how my higher power works through my 12-step program and being able to sometimes even at that lowest point when I felt like I just have nothing to give, to be able to pray with people and to be able to be generous, it occurred to me that like whether in sickness or health or rich or poverty, like that connection I have with my higher power to be able to reach out to people, I never want to lose that. Sometimes it occurs, maybe, I don't know, maybe people think it's easier to give when you have a little bit, or maybe it's easy to give when you have the most. But in some ways, it's always this thing of a choice, you know? And so even now as I'm being brought into the light even more and more, especially shedding light on this issues I've had around food, it is a miracle to be able to not look at people with judgment, to be able to, you know, see people in a way how my higher power wants me to see them, and to be able to offer compassion and words of encouragement. That is in some ways changing my life more than even overcoming, being an overcomer of what's oppressed me with around the food stuff. And so I'm just grateful, and that's what I got, and thank you so much, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Natalie. Lois P., you're now, and then Sherry KB will come in after you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Lois, a compulsive overeater from New York. I love this paragraph. They found something brand new in life. This is really amazing. Though they knew they must help other alcoholics if they would remain sober, that motive became secondary. It was transcended by the happiness they found in giving themselves to others. This is, for me, the whole story. I have been so busy carrying myself around my whole life that no wonder I ate and ate and ate to fill the emptiness that could not be filled by my little self. And this program has really, the steps are miraculous, and this program is really helping me to eliminate that little sense of self, get out of my own way, and this paragraph really shows the joy and the happiness that these men experienced. It was transcended by the happiness they found in giving themselves for others. So in that sense of selflessness, day by day, when I pray and I offer my life, I offer my food to God in service, there's a weightlessness that occurs in me that I've never experienced before. This sense of commitment and honor and devotion to my higher power that I call God and to my fellow human beings, whether it be someone I see on the street or someone I pick up the phone and call or text, there's a different level of being and happiness that is entering me by following these steps and by surrendering my little will, the sense of I have to do this and I have to do that, to the greater good, offering my life in service to God, to the higher power. And this says it so beautifully. Just even to bring the man's family into a spiritual way of living, thus relieving much worry and suffering. That's what's happening for me, is the worry and the fear and the what if I don't do this and maybe I should do that, giving that all up from the very first, in the beginning, in the morning, of just offering my life and my day to God. Suddenly there's a fullness and a lightness of being I've never experienced before. And I've been in and out of the rooms for, oh gosh, 30 years. And with vision, something miraculous is happening. And I'm just so grateful for everyone who's on the line, everyone that has become my new tribe, my new family. It's beautiful to pick up the phone and be able to talk about something like this with someone that I don't know across the country or even across the world. And we're right on the same path, and it's really beautiful. So thank you, Melanie, for your service, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lois B. Sherry KB, you're up next, and then Devorah S. will follow in after you. Then that will open up the lines for more to be able to comment on paragraph 2, page 159. So just 6 minutes away, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive reader. And thanks so much for your service, Melanie, and everybody on the line and Team Tuesday. I love this paragraph. There's a must in here that I must help other compulsive readers if I want to stay abstinent and stay recovered. And, you know, I have this, when I first came into the program, I'm just a totally different person. What can I tell you? I was in the eyes like Bill was, and I just wanted to lose weight and go out and leave. That's what I really wanted when I first came into OA many, many years ago. And through the years, you know, just using those diets and whatnot and thought they worked and whatever. Fast forward 2016, I had been listening to Vision since 2012 or 13. And then I was taken through the Big Book, and that totally changed my life. Totally changed my life, changed my attitude, everything. I got transcended through this program, through working in this Big Book. And what I learned is that if I want to keep it, I have to give it away. But I gladly give it away. And it says in here, gladly, and I gladly give it away. I know that today, if I want to stay recovered, stay absent, stay recovered, I have to work with others. And so I have this little thing that I do, that I work with others. I have a certain amount of people that I work with, depending on what's going on in my life. But there's a minimum that I work with. And so when I'm taking somebody through the Big Book, and they're getting in chapter 7, finishing with working with others, I make darn sure that I have at least one or two people, you know, that I get new people to work with before they even finish. So I make sure that I'm always in this book myself, working with others, because I know that it is the bright spot of my life. I remember just having total chaos and pandemonium in my house, and the phone would ring, and I'd be working with somebody in this Big Book, and I mean, things would just shift for me immediately working with this person, and what a gift they were for me. They had no idea what a gift they were for me, and how this is a symbiotic relationship. And I love that, and I gladly give. And it does, it fills that hole in my soul that I was always trying to fill with food. And with my higher power helping me help others, because I believe that my higher power works through me, and their higher power's there, and we're working together, and we're helping each other, and then they go help somebody else, and so forth and so on. And that's how the numbers grow, is by one person at a time. That's what I do know, and I love what Dr. Bob says on page 181 about it is an honor and it's a gift to do this work, and also that the only way I can keep it is to give it away, and I pass. Thank you. Thank God for God.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Deborah S., you're the last one on this particular lineup before we open it up for additional comments. Star 1, please. Your 3 minutes will start right now.
Here I am. Good morning, everyone. My name is Deborah S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. And thank you all. Makes this meeting possible. Remarkable, great stuff I'm hearing. And, you know, when I read these sentences, though they knew they must help other alcoholics if they would remain sober, that motive became secondary. It was transcended by the happiness they found in giving themselves to others. And I learned in this program, you know, look up a word. So that word transcended, I looked it up. I Googled it, actually, and it said to rise above or go beyond. And then it went down a little bit further. You know, on Google, there's always taking you into other things. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing something that says, there's three kinds of transcendence. You know, what is it? What are the three things? And I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, wow, that's so program oriented. It's like the first one, there's ego, you know, getting rid of our ego. And then it talked about self-transcendence, which I really think it's very much like the same as ego, getting out of ourselves. And then the third one was spiritual, where we grow beyond our difficulties. And this is what we're talking about here, where we're putting ourselves aside and seeing where we could be of other service to other people. And this is the crux of the whole program. You know, we go through the steps, and then, you know, we just don't say, okay, I've done it, I'm done. No, now we have to go and help other people, getting out of ourselves. And that's what's so spiritual about this process, helping other people. That is a spiritual action that we're taking. You know, if I'm sitting in myself and into my own thing, looking down to me, all about me, you know, it's not bringing me closer to God. But, you know, when I look up, when I ascend, when I transcend, when I move beyond myself, you know, that's what I don't know where it's written, but we move beyond the food to gain spirituality. You know, at the beginning, it was very important to me. My abstinence, you know, that was like, that's all I talked about. That's the only thing I thought about, you know, was as long as I didn't eat. But today it's different. Today, you know, we move beyond the food, just like they move beyond their sobriety so they can give it away to other people. And that's what made them, that's what brought them, you know, the happiness, what they talk about over here. And it's absolutely remarkable, because who thought, you know, I came into this program, I needed to lose 150 pounds, I had high blood pressure, diabetes, and that was it. I was not looking for this. I was not. It was just something, you know, but I hung around because I saw something here. I saw something that I needed, you know, that I wanted, all the stories that I've heard and how people are changing. And, you know, here I am 20 years later, and, you know, thank you, God. And it's not like there's so much to do. There's so much to do. People say to me all the time, you still doing that thing? And I laugh to myself because, yeah, you know, I'm a work in progress. There is a lot to do here. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Every day I have an opportunity where I can, where there's growth to be done. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much, Melanie.
Thank you, Devorah S. The lines are open now for additional comments on paragraph 2, page 159. And although we do really cherish your experience, strength, and hope, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that new voices can come up and come out and share their recovery experience as well. I'd like to take your first name and the first initial of your last name.
Nadia B.
Nadia.
Laura R.
Lydia T.
Laura R. Lydia T.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Deborah R. Michigan.
Deborah R. Gotcha. Got four of you so far, so let me go with those for now. Nadia B., Laura R., Lydia T., and Deborah R. Hi, Nadia. Good morning to you. Your 3 minutes are going.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you for your service. Nadia B., gratefully recovered in Connecticut. I just really cherish this paragraph. It's beautiful, beautiful. You know, there's so much packed in this. It says this man had found something brand new in life. And I just have to say I found it as a result of experience of 12 steps. You know, something has been done to me and not by me. What I found is this miracle of recovery. And, you know, I never knew what my purpose was. And through this work, you know, it just really brings joy to my life. You know, even though I know I must do this, that's not the motive. You know, that I do this gladly, and I never could have said it because, you know, my underlying condition, selfishness, self-centeredness, is the root of my discomfort. And for years and years and years, I tried to get rid of this discomfort, and I couldn't. I tried meditation. I tried going to yoga retreats, churches, whatever it was. I tried it because I was so uncomfortable in life and I was trying to look for this purpose everywhere and I couldn't find it. And you know what I found through the work of 12 steps is really, you know, a miracle for me today, you know, to know that it wasn't there, the desire to help, I didn't know how to sponsor. And for years in OA rooms, I didn't sponsor because I didn't have that desire. I didn't do it gladly. My motive was, you know, I have to do it. I know I have to, but, you know, I'm going to do bare minimum. Once I've experienced the steps, you know, in my life, today, it is a joy. And I look forward to every, you know, time I encounter someone new. And even so, sometimes it's hard and hard to see someone else struggle. But, you know, this morning I was sharing with Fonsi that, you know, how beautiful this work is, how much joy they bring to my life. And, you know, I just want to say I'm so grateful to my higher power for finding me. You know, God was never lost. But I just am really grateful to God and that I found God as a result of 12 steps in this simple program of action. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Nadia B. Laura R., your 3 minutes, and then Lydia T. will follow you.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you. This is Laura R., grateful compulsive overeater. Wow. What gratitude. What gratitude. You know, it's so funny. I've said it so many times that I'm actually grateful because that I am a compulsive overeater and so many other things, not that it's comfortable all the time. Actually, it's been such an interesting ride over the last 16 years of recovery. A lot of tears, a lot of laughter, a lot of just so many amazing people in my life. I married a person in recovery. My best friends are in recovery. But, you know, and that's why I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Like, I would never have found higher power if it wasn't for this program. You know, why? You know, I wouldn't need it. And that's so selfish, which, you know, I totally do. Even if I wasn't an addict, an alcoholic, a compulsive overeater, all kinds of different, you know, things bunched up, controller, fixer, whatever. Like, I just have so many issues. And thank you, God, for them because it draws me to higher power. And I was looking at the bedevilments today, and one of the things I was writing on is, was I useful? Have I been useful? Am I useful today? And it is so amazing to see. I did not want to volunteer before. I didn't want to do anything, be of service, any of that stuff, because I was so scared. You know, well, what do I do? How do I help? I was just so in my head. And it is remarkable because today I can say that I do show up, you know, for things. I am of service to other people. I am, and literally, like, the last couple years, it's really like, God, help me be of service to my family, amongst being of service to sponsees and, you know, in program and in rooms. Like, the big one, you know, where I have conflict is right under the roof of my home. And it is so amazing, even within the last month or two, the transformation that has happened within our family, within me. I'm blown away. And I'm able to even see week by week that things are transforming. And yesterday, my stepson, who, oh my gosh, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, maybe even a year ago, couldn't even look at me. You know, he just, when he was in high school, it was awful. It was so hard, you know, and I just couldn't even see the selfishness of who I was. And yesterday he said, Laura, Dad, aren't you proud of her? Like, look at who she is. Like, you're just moving forward. I'm so proud of you, Laura. My 22-year-old stepson, like, I've been in his life since he was 13. It has been a ride. You know, it's been a rocky road, all of us. We've been a family who has definitely had to heal. And I mouth open, gratitude, you know, so much gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for that. Like, wow. So if you're new, just, oh gosh, keep coming back. I never stopped fighting. I knew that there was more to be had in this program, and there still is more to be had. Like, the miracle, thank you, never stops coming. So just don't give up. Keep coming back, and you will be amazed. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura R. Lydia T., your turn for three, and then Deborah will follow you.
Hi, this is Lydia T., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Marquette, Michigan. Grateful for today. I wasn't going to share, but what really moved me was the statement about the motive became secondary. You know, I didn't want to help anybody, really. I thought I'd go through the steps, be able to say I was recovered, never gain back any of the weight that I lost, and just move on with my life. You know, I wasn't against maybe listening to meetings and things like that, but I certainly wasn't going to help other people. Because, you know, that's another one of my problems. I like to help people too much, and I thought, well, I can't get involved in that. But then something miraculous happened, and I truly wanted to help others, and I still do today, and I still, you know, I believe, you know, my higher power sends the people to me that need for me to shine the light or for them to shine the light for me, because it works both ways. It's not a one-way street. All the people that I am supposedly helping are helping me tenfold to what, you know, I'm doing for them. And it's just through the, you know, the happiness I find in giving myself for others, is it's just a miracle and it's amazing. And I didn't ever want to do it, and now I do so happily. And it's just so heartwarming to know that I can just pick up the phone and there's always somebody there that's willing to talk to me when I'm having a problem. And when somebody calls me, I will do the same for them. And I think that's part of the beauty of this program. And especially during these hard times when things have been strange and different for people at home, and, you know, lives have been changed. It's just, I'm just grateful that I've had this program through this time in my life. And that's all I have. Thanks.
Pass. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much, Lydia T. We have Deborah R. coming up. And then right after you, Deborah, I believe we're going to have time for a couple more people to share on paragraph 2, page 159, if you all want to get ready, because you have 3 minutes. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Welcome, everybody, newcomers and those that are here daily. It's good to be with you. And by the grace of God, one day at a time, I'm abstinent today. With some long-term recovery. And there was a time when there wasn't long-term recovery. It came, it went, it came, it went. And when I really get honest with myself and retrospectively look what I did those first 16 years, it was not working with another person. I did not carry this message to other people or work with other people. I was too selfish, self-centered, and felt too inadequate. I think I had one sponsee, and it was, you know, I blame the, you know, I'm too busy, blah, 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 single parent, yeah, 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 yaddy. And I really need to emphasize that the turnaround, major turnaround, is that I started working a more disciplined and structured program about 22 years ago, and part of that included working with a sponsor and sponsoring other people. And doing that has been amazing. You know, it's sort of like you can't keep it unless you give it away. And I certainly didn't keep it the first 16 years. I'm still on step one and a bit in denial that I really am a compulsive overeater. And today, I'm grateful to work with others, do service beyond the group level, and also, you know, continue to work with others in these positions. And it is truly a gift, and I cherish it, and I thank God for it. And, you know, we've all got to start somewhere. If we come in and, you know, we work through the 12 steps, or I did, you know, eventually I'm going to have to sponsor somebody. Doesn't mean I have to have a manual or anything. All I have to do is get right back in the big book and start in the beginning, right in the forewords and the introduction, and do what was done for me. I'm grateful there was somebody that was available 37 years ago when I walked into the doors of OA. And I just, you know, like Nike says, do it anyway. Oops, that's an outside issue. I apologize. But one day at a time, God willing, I will continue to sponsor. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Deborah R. There's time for two additional people to comment on paragraph 2, page 159. If you'd like that opportunity, press star 1 on your phone keypad. I'll take your name, the first initial of your last name.
Candace T.
Candace T, like Tom?
Yes.
Reva G.
Reva G. Got my two. Thanks so much. Candace, you're on for two. Oh, actually for three.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My name is Candace T. I am a compulsive overeater and brand new. I'm not sure the protocol, but what I would like to share is that I've experienced this in other fellowships after working the steps and sponsorship. And I'm struggling. You know, I'm struggling with this powerlessness thing. I'm struggling as it relates to food. I'm struggling with the willingness to what my abstinence looks like. And I know from my own experience in working these 12 steps with other and other fellowships that the program works and that my higher power is truly capable of giving me the freedom and the freedom that comes along with the 12 steps. But I just wanted to claim my seat today. I wanted to just share that I'm looking for a sponsor. And I thank you all for your service and your sharing, and thank you for being here today. That's all. Thanks.
Thanks, Candace T. Reva G., your turn.
This is Reva G. in Brooklyn, New York. I am very grateful to say, I cannot tell you how grateful I am to say that on Wednesday, June 15th, I have an anniversary date, and the anniversary will be 22 years back to back, and that is unbelievable. That has to be miraculous because I didn't do it, I couldn't do it, I can't do it, and it is being done to me and for me. And I want to say about helping others that it would appear that that I am helping somebody else, but I am not. They are helping me. Earlier in the book, it said, even though the person may not get the benefit of my help, they are helping me more than I'm helping them. And that, I believe, is true for me. Because as I work the steps with somebody else, I'm getting to see how the steps work on other problems. We're all writing out resentments, but we all have different resentments. We all have a different story. And we see this miracle happen again in somebody else's life. And when I get off the phone with somebody else, I don't know how, but my state of being has changed. Even if I'm feeling low, I have gotten out of myself. And I got to tell you guys out there, if you haven't tried it, and you don't do it, just throw yourself right in and do it because you're going to feel so much better. Okay, thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Reva G. Appreciate that. Looking at the time, I would like to just make a decision here of your support, I hope, that we will just parlay the rest of this little bit of time here rather than squeezing another 1 minute share in. To perhaps getting newcomer names, additional ones today, having a little bit more time, and getting some more sponsor contact information. So thank you for that indulgence this morning. And thank you to all that were in service today on Team Tuesday. It makes this meeting possible that we could study the guidelines and the directions for recovery. It's a phenomenal thing. Thank God. Keep coming back. We will now close this part of the meeting as we transition to the last 10 minutes of the unrecorded portion of this meeting by having Devorah S. read from the big book on page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And then we'll follow that real quickly with a serenity prayer, and then we'll move over to the last 10 minutes. Good morning, Devorah. Thank you.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.